USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Debris has been found of the imploded Titan submersible that contains presumed human remains. The U.S. Coast Guard made the announcement Wednesday after a ship carrying pieces of wreckage recovered from the bottom of the ocean returned to port. Investigators from the U.S. and Canada will use the pieces to try to determine what caused the submersible to implode. Five people on board the Titan are believed to have been killed by the implosion. Severe weather is creating issues at airports ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. This traveler is finding it's hard to find a place to stay during the delay.
I just spent $400 for a hotel for a night, and now, you know, no hotel vouchers, they're not helping with anything.
More than 4,600 flights have already been delayed or canceled so far Wednesday. America's biggest and busiest airport's the hardest hit. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is blanketing millions of people in Chicago, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere, dealing with unhealthy air quality. The smoke expected to move east, hitting parts of western and central New York. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case.
IRS investigator Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. Shapley says he believes anyone else would have been charged with felony counts. Hunter Biden reached a tentative deal to enter guilty pleas to two misdemeanor tax charges for a pretrial diversion agreement on a gun charge. The DOJ has argued the U.S. attorney leading the case had full authority. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Violent protests continue after a 17-year-old boy was killed by police in France. Protesters took to the streets Tuesday night and set 40 cars on fire, and 24 officers were hurt as a result. This is USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
President Biden took time in a landmark address Wednesday to call out success stories in the U.S. economy since his time in office. Biden also called out former President Trump and Republicans for giving tax cuts to corporations and the wealthy.
My predecessor enacted the latest iteration of the failed theory. Tax cuts for the wealthy. It wasn't paid for, and the estimated cost of his tax cut was $2 trillion.
While speaking from Chicago, Biden claimed the U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic. Police have released the dramatic body cam footage of the deadly mass shooting at an Allen, Texas outlet mall last month. Tony Waterman says it's the first visual insight into the rampage that left 8 people dead and 7 others injured.
The 5.5-minute video starts off quite casually. Then, gunfire can be heard. The lone officer races off, tracking down the sound, passing victims on the ground before, breathless, he takes down the gunman. The Allen police chief says the video shows how quickly a routine interaction with the public turned into a life-and-death situation. The video was released the day after the police officer was cleared by a grand jury of any wrongdoing.
President Biden's now using a CPAP machine to treat his sleep apnea. Reporters saw indentations from the machine straps on the sides of his face this morning, started asking questions. The White House notes he's disclosed his history with sleep apnea.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.